Road to Happiness, Chapter 4, Passion and Enthusiasm, Food for the Soul. If we look at how the word passion is defined, we will find the following definition. Passion is boundless enthusiasm, or the object of a person's enthusiasm. It has been said that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve. And this is accomplished by a person's great motivational desire to accomplish that which he or she believes in. In addition, it has been proven that drive and energy is proportional to your motivational desire. So what does all this mean to us? Our lives and minds become cluttered as we mature, and we adopt the values, dreams, and goals of others. This is done quietly over time by friends, the media, and ourselves. We begin to see others as ourselves, and our vision of who we are, what we want, and where we want to go becomes lost in the day-to-day flurry of events. Stop. Let's go back a few years and start over. I am not a psychologist, nor do I wish to be, but they have a point when they counsel their patients to go back to their childhood and take a second look at what made them happy. What made you happy as a child? Were you a bookworm, a lover of dance, or an aspiring musician? Have you gravitated away from those interests because of a lack of enthusiasm? Or has life tried to mold you in another image better suited to its liking? Take a minute to look back a few years and find yourself and see if you agree with the images of yourself then and now. If you don't, then it's time to harness that motivational desire within and pursue your passion. We are not going to let life pass you by. Another issue that I want you to consider as we're looking back is how your parents molded your destiny based on what they wanted. For me, this was an issue. I was the last of three sons, and my oldest brother, who was gifted with a photographic memory, had not a care in the world. If he wanted it, he could have it. Prior to his death, he had obtained a degree in civil engineering, English, and English literature, and was working on a degree in journalism before he died. If he wanted to change career paths, he did so. My second oldest brother wanted to be a doctor from a very early age, and he did so. Now here I am trying to decide what I want to be, and all I ever hear from my mother and father was that you need to be a doctor like your brother, or you need to be an engineer. That is not what I wanted, and ultimately, I had to disconnect from my family and escape. I knew what I wanted, and I did not want to be like my brothers. My actions are not the norm for siblings who are expected to conform to their parents' wishes, but sometimes you must do some soul searching. And if you know your motivational desire can take you where you want to go, then go. I did, and I have never looked back. Now that we have looked back a few years, can you see a more clearer picture of who you want to be? Does this picture match who you are today? If no, then what will you do? The first thing you will do is strike the word regret from your vocabulary. You don't have time for regrets. Regrets are counterproductive to your motivational desires, and I do not want to see you become a victim of your past mistakes. This leads to depression and inaction. Stop. The second thing you will do is confirm that you are the custodian of your destiny and the assumptions made by those that misunderstand who you are and what you stand for reveal a great deal about them and absolutely nothing about you. The last thing is that the past is the past and the future is the future. We learn from our mistakes. We keep that one-way door to the past closed, and we harness the power of the mind to move ahead in a positive and constructive manner that allows that motivational desire, that which I call passion, to move you down your chosen path. To close our discussion on passion, I want to go back and visit one of my closing points in Chapter 2. Do you remember this statement? I could elaborate on the specifics of each of these items, but I would like you to take the time to focus on how each of these may fit your personal situation and what words you would use to explain the meaning of each comment. I was talking about deathbed regrets, and now I would like to elaborate and give you my thoughts. Life is short, we know this, and tomorrow when we wake up, our life's one day shorter. However, if you knew that tomorrow would never come, would you look back at your life today with a smile, knowing that you had been true to your dreams? Would you look back with a smile, knowing that all of the magical moments of your relationships with others were the best they could have been? Would all the long hours at work, away from family, friends, and loved ones, bring a smile to your face? Would you suddenly realize that you had been too busy making a living and you had forgotten to live life? These are but a few questions you should ask yourself today and every day. Remember, tomorrow when you wake up, your life is one day closer to being finished. Step into the light and live your life with passion, enthusiasm, and no regrets. A few final thoughts, words of wisdom from the past to consider before we turn the page. Enthusiasm is one of the most powerful engines of success. When you do a thing, do it with all your might. Put your whole soul into it. Stamp it with your own personality. Be active, be energetic, and be faithful. But remember, the myth of the overnight success is just that, a myth. That having been said, you may want to rethink the definition of success that you have been using. As I have said before, and has been written elsewhere, the flower doesn't go from bud to blossom in one quick burst. But in the age of the internet, where everything happens in an instant, we are not interested in the process of how the flower matures and blooms. Why? This process is where all the real magic unfolds in the beauty of the flower. And this is also true as well with the making of one's character and destiny, one petal at a time, until we are in full bloom. You will accomplish your goals, and nothing great was ever achieved without passion and enthusiasm. We are all beautiful flowers, ready to bloom, and today is your day. Life is about a solid foundation. Enthusiasm and passion are primary building blocks.